Looks like you're on your own today, chappers, for What's the Currency. You might win.
Yes.
Oh, what's the currency?
Please play along if you like.
Oh.
811-99.
Oh, what's the currency?
What's the currency?
I'm just thinking, although I'm playing on my own, is there going to be some hilarious twist here whereby I still somehow manage to lose? Is this how you've designed it?
No.
Okay.
Are you ready for your first situation today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Bring it on. Feeling confident.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know spooks?
I love spooks.
I know. Loads of people do. Can't wait for a new series. Do you think I'd make a good spook?
No.
Why?
Well, because they have to go undercover and they have to be kind of subtle and sort of melt into the background.
I'm not subtle, is it?
No, I'm saying you are subtle, but I'm saying, you know, you don't want to be hiding in a sort of darkened room, maybe behind the curtains to catch an evil terrorist or something, and they come into the room and just see some kind of orange hue with a white sparkle from behind the curtain.
I think I'd make quite a good spook because, you know, it's...
Also, you're rubbish at keeping secrets.
There is that. It's MI5, not 9 to 5, isn't it?
It is.
And I don't work 9 to 5, no. I'm more 4 till 7, so I think that I'd be good. I do have time.
Well, what would you do for the hour crossover?
I don't know.
Also, you have to kind of be tough and not succumb to torture and all of that kind of stuff, whereas all they'd have to do is give you a glass of white wine and you'd spill all the secrets that you know.
That is also true. But I went onto the streets earlier, one street in particular. Which street would that be?
Would that be Stupid Street?
That's right.
Or have you gone down Camp Cul-de-sac?
No, I went down Stupid today.
Right.
And I pretended to be doing a survey for a radio station.
Mm.
But then, I told them that I was a spy.
Oh, my God.
Out of the five people I asked...
None.
How many believed me that I was an actual spook?
None. None.
Not one?
None. There can't be that stupid... I know it's Stupid Street, but there really can't be that stupid a person on Stupid Street.
None out of five?
None.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me pretending to do a survey for a radio station, but then telling people I'm a spook on Stupid Street. Can I ask you a quick question? Thank you. Now, just ignore me, okay? Don't be alarmed. I'm actually working for MI5. I'm a spook.
Right.
Okay. Now, just act normal. I need your help. Would you... I'm pretending to do a survey on the street.
Yep.
Okay, but I'm not actually doing that at all. Will you do me a favour, and on this number, will you tell Vladimir that the crow flies west over Moscow?
The crow flies west over Moscow.
Just tell him that on the phone. Should be an answer phone.
You are.
Hello? The crow flies west over Moscow.
Vladimir,
leave it your talking.
Yes?
The crow flies west over Moscow.
Thank you, you've done your country a big favour. Thank you.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
You are absolutely kidding me.
And that message from Vladimir is still on one of the phones upstairs. So I just had that on speed dial on my phone.
This is Vladimir. Leave your message. Yes?
Yes. It's quite calm, isn't he, Vladimir?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd recruit her as a spy, though. Should be an answer phone.
Hello? The crow flies west over Montreux.
Vladimir, leave your
message. He's talking.
Oh, he's talking.
But she actually started talking whilst it was still ringing, if I'm not mistaken.
So, I think... Do you think that's a... I think she believed me.
I think she did.
So
I
that's
can't deny
one.
That.
Next! The squirrel burrows only in a flower bed. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Is it a riddle?
No, you're supposed to say when he's looking for the acorns.
When he's looking for the acorns.
So it is you?
Yeah, it's me.
You are Deep Throat. I'm Longstocking.
How you doing, mate?
You know MI5, not 9 to 5?
Yeah.
You must tell Vladimir that it is now safe to proceed. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't think he had a clue what was going on there, did he?
You could have given yourself any spy nickname in the world, and you called yourself Longstocking.
Yeah. So it is you?
Yeah, it's me.
You are Deep Throat. I'm Longstocking.
How you doing, mate?
You know MI5, not 9 to 5? Do you think he believed I was a spy?
Well, he kind of went along with it, didn't he?
Okay. So that's two people now believe that I'm a spook. Next.
Okay, just act normally, okay? I need your help.
Okay.
Okay? I'm actually working for MI5.
That's the funniest thing you've heard all week.
I'm actually working for MI5.
Straight away, the laugh was there.
That's the funniest thing you've heard all week.
That's a no. Two so far. Next!
Hi. I'm actually working for MI5.
Right.
No, you're not.
I'm a spook. Are you Deep Throat? It's not you, is it?
No.
I am Longstocking, but you're not. You're not Deep Throat.
No.
Promise me you won't say anything about this conversation.
I promise.
Because I am MI5, not 9-5.
Okay.
I don't really think she believed me either, did she?
Or whoever was with her.
That was her husband, I think. Okay, good. Next.
Now, if you just act normally, I'm actually working for MI5.
Sorry, what?
I'm working for MI5.
Oh, really?
I'm a spook. Will you do me a favour?
Yeah.
This is an important message. Will you just tell Vladimir on this number that the crow flies west over Moscow?
Crow flies...
Hiya, this is Vladimir. Leave your message, yes?
A crow flies at... West... What? Sorry.
The crow flies west over Moscow.
Oh, God. Crow flies west over Moscow.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Right. She could have completely ruined national security.
I think she's really has, yeah.
Hello? Your message, yes?
A crow flies at west... What? Sorry.
So three people believe that I was a spy.
Are you taking the last one, are you?
Yeah, I'm having that. You're still winning.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hello? Your message, yes?
A crow flies at west. What? Sorry.
No.
The people on Sheepy Street never fail to.
I know.
To disappoint, really.
Next one. You know, Mr. T.
Yes.
How brilliant was he on Friday?
He's just my favourite guest ever.
Yeah.
Ever, ever, ever. He was such a top man.
I urge you to download the podcast if you haven't already. There's a Mr. T podcast there now, so if you missed the madness that was Mr. T, the whirlwind that was Mr. T, it's now available at Radio 1 Online. It's free. He does like to talk about himself, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But here's my question to you. On Friday's show, when Mr. T was our guest, how many times did he refer to himself... in the third person, right? Mr. T this, Mr. T that, even though he is actual Mr. T.
Now, that's probably a lot. Oh, I would say maybe 30.
You think 30 times?
Yeah, but somehow it seemed all right, him doing it.
Yeah, it's allowed with him.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Mr. T talking about himself in the third person.
Is Mr. T my real name? Come on, Mr. T, we gotta go over here. We gotta go over there. Damn. Because people be saying, Mr. T hurt my arm. Who's gonna straighten up the man better than Mr. T? Hey, Mr. T, you ain't nothing. Hey, Mr. T, you a chump. Mr. T not good at sing-along.
No.
You know, see, Mr. T's a smart guy. This way you get a chance to see who Mr. T really is. Put him in the Mr. T torture test. They said, wow, Mr. T, can I have another one? I used to wear your Mr. T pajamas, you know.
There were Mr. T pajamas?
Yeah, yeah. They were Mr. T pajamas, Mr. T lunch pails. Oh, man, we used to rack them up. Mr. T cartoon show. Man, Mr. T dolls. And one guy told me, Mr. T, and the people called and said, hey, let's get Mr. T to the White House. I gave her a Mr. T doll. I said, my first name is Mr. My middle name is that period. My last name is T. Some pity the fool laugh at Mr. T.
21 chappers.
Yeah, close enough.
My first name is Mr. My middle name is that period. My last name is T.
Is my favourite bit, I think.
Pity the fool laugh at Mr. T.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Pity the fool laugh at Mr. T.
So Chappers wins today's... Oh, what's occurring?
Can I just make a point about you being a spy?
Yeah.
Quite a few people have pointed out that let's not forget when you were last involved in a high-speed car chase, you hid on your back seat of your car.
Oh, yeah, there is also that.
Oh!
Let us know how you did on 81199.